Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave is calling from Reading. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Joe?
Good, buddy.
What a great show today. What a great Monday morning show.
Thank you,
Probably
sir.
Probably the best I've heard from you guys in a long, long time.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations on your win. I think you need to spin that off into a golf outing. Something for your favorite charity.
Immortalize the day?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, Dave, let me ask you a question.
June 29th is now Joe DiCamera Day?
Are you kidding me?
Well, Dave, let me ask you a question, Dave. When the Red Sox won that World Series in 04, and Maniakovich, or whatever that guy's name is, put the ball in his glove. What was his name?
Hold on. Doug, I think it was Maniakovich. I think that's
right. Well, put the ball in his glove, and then there was a controversy who had the ball. But the theory is that ball is worth a couple million dollars. Red Sox won a World Series. I am holding this ball. It's a Callaway 1. $100?
No.
$500?
Really? $500?
The question is, what would Jack pay to destroy it?
Is the real question.
You know?
This could be the beginning of a historical event. That ball could be worth thousands of dollars in a few years. You just have no idea.
I agree with you on that. Especially
after you become president,
Dave, especially after it's... Because if I win this whole thing overall, and I'm not saying I will, time will tell. I tend to think I will, but we'll see. But when I display this thing in perpetuity here at WIP when we do our show, and on YouTube, people can see the ball, value's going to go up.
Put it under glass, man. Put it under glass. I'm telling you, you could raffle that off at your future golf outing 10 years from now for thousands of dollars.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Dave, what do you got on the Phillies?
Oh, my God. All right, so I got... This is going to blow you guys away, but I got four trades right now, and are you tried and true, or are you untested? I'm saying get rid of Painter now. He is your key to a World Series championship. We need another arm. We need another bat. And with Painter, get rid of. Oh my gosh! I mean, get rid of our center fielder right now, Jose
Rojas.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Rojas. Well, you're not going to be in the same trade. Let me, before we go any further, Dave. Hang on, James. Let me ask you a question. Would Andrew Painter of all Phillies get you the highest return?
Yeah.
Right? Because of his age?
Yeah, him and Miller are your two
perception
most
of where
valuable
he's going.
Trade prospects.
So you could get more for Andrew Painter than Bryce Harper?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yep.
Okay, I'm with you. I agree with that.
I agree with that 100%. And then while you're at it, add Brandon Marsh, Johan Rojas.
You're just saying get rid of those guys. You don't have to add them in a trade. But your point is use the Painter trade chip and go get an incredible outfielder and a closer. I mean,
This is Dombrowski's chance.
Wow, imagine that.
To do what the Eagles general manager has done for the Eagles. Wow. This is his time. This is the time to step up.
Interesting. All right, Dave, give me an answer for a regular song that's associated with a movie.
So I'm going to say this one, Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen.
Yeah, and you're talking about...
Hungry...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hungry Carmen in Dirty Dancing.
We got you, bud. Dave, it's a great answer. I mean, Dirty Dan, it's not going to be the winning answer, but it's a great answer for sure. Speaking of answers, let's listen to what Rob Thompson said. This was over the weekend after Andrew Painter's last start. I've lost track of how many he's had, maybe seven or eight or so in the minor leagues this year. Here is Topper talking after. I'll say this. It is amazing that the Phillies major league manager keeps giving reports on a Phillies minor league player. There's a case where a manager might not even want to take it on. I appreciate the Rob Thompson. Because, James, wouldn't you say some managers would say...
Yeah, well, I'm not watching him every night.
Yeah.
I don't want to comment on it. Yeah, for sure.
I think there's some gruff managers who'd be like, don't even ask me about that nonsense. But anyway, I don't say nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't see the guy, it is a little hard to talk about him. But he keeps talking about him. He keeps pitching, and obviously Rob Thompson gets the reports and minor league reports after every game. Here is what Rob Thompson said about Andrew Painter after his last start.
Well, he was very good early in the game, and he threw, I forget, 9 pitches, 99 or above. Velocity's good, spin's good, early strike throwing ability was good. They grinded on him a little bit, but overall the report was really good. So Thursday we'll try to get that 6th up that he hasn't had yet.
Is that something you need to see before he's up here potentially, is that he's got to get into the 6th? Or
I'd like to see it, yeah. I don't need to see it, but I'd like to see it.
So they're talking about him pitching into the 6th inning. By the way, he gave up 2 earned runs. And
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it was 4 1/3 the other day. I don't think he's going to be up here too soon, but I'll say this. Topper, the way he's talking, makes it sound like it could be sooner than later. He's not pushing back on the concept. And I'll tell you what I also find fascinating, that the information that Topper has off the top of his head is that detailed, which means those, because there's a write-up after every game for minor league coaches that normally, I guess, go to the GM, but probably in this case, because he could come here, it could go directly to the manager also. Like, Rob Thompson is, he's telling you how
he's on top of
how he started the game.
Yeah.
And like,
he's very familiar. Right? But, you know, maybe it's he can see it all right on his iPad, right in the dugout.
Well, I'm sure.
You know, right before the interview.
I'm sure it's digital.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that level of detail tells me that they're really closely
keeping tabs. About every pitch.
And, all right.
And it's paying off.
More on baseball. Ken Rosenthal over the weekend. So this one, come on, Casty. Come on. Castellanos' defense, you'll remember about 2 weeks ago, there was a huge controversy surrounding his defense. And Ken Rosenthal on Saturday on Fox relayed some information we had not heard about stuff that's transpired over the last week or so with Castellanos defensively. Listen to this.
Well, you guys remember earlier this month when Castellanos was lifted from a game in Miami, made an inappropriate remark to manager Rob Thompson afterward for that. And then Castellanos told the Phillies, hey, I'd like to see my defensive metrics, would like to see what I'm doing wrong. And basically what Nick concluded after seeing those metrics is that he needs to play hard on every play, that no matter what the score is, if it's a blowout one way or the other, he cannot coast because it will ding him on the metrics.
John, that has to really annoy you, right? As a guy that played hard every time I saw you play pro football, that has to really annoy you.
Well, this comes back to something that he said
he admitted
such terrible judgment in that interview.
2023,
hey,
he said it.
I find it hard to stay. What was it? Sometimes it's hard to stay focused when you're out there in the regular season.
Yeah.
Stunning. Stunning revelation. You're a professional athlete. You're not a kid in, you know, Pop Warner.
I agree, man.
In Little League. It was stunning to me then. It's just as stunning now that we're still talking about this guy in such strange capacities.
Yeah,
we talk
good.
About him in Scooby-Doo. We talk about him in weird ways.
Yeah.
This was a dumb thing.
I'm not sure it's that simple, by the way, because I still don't think he has the wheels to consistently get where other better right fielders get to. Again,
No way.
Yeah, he doesn't. He catches the ball fine, but
But it's always slide on your butt because you barely got there.
Exactly.
And you're not usually getting there.
Yeah, I would say that report doesn't exactly shine the best light on Castellanos, particularly, John, as you're saying, based on what he said 2 years ago. Because he said it during 2023, talking about the 2022 playoffs and the 2023 regular season. It's like, come on, man. You're making $100 million. I mean, let's get it together. Let's get to Kyle in Westchester. Kyle, good morning. Yo, Kyle. All right, Kyle is not there. We go to Andy. Andy's calling from Westchester. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Andy?
I'm a little somber today. I usually just call times yours to rip on Joe, so I figured I'd do it in person today, and then he went and ruined it.
By winning against Jack yesterday?
Sorry to rain on your parade, my man.
Yeah. Jack did a lot of ruining also. Joe actually played well.
Yeah, I played
Joe
well.
Went out and did what he was supposed to do.
First 4 holes for sure. I mean, I was hitting it good, and then, but anyway, go ahead, Andy.
That was pretty much it on that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's funny. I didn't know that you couldn't get rid of Nola at this point until you said that earlier, Joe. I really would love to hang on to Ranger, but I don't want to lose any of what we've got. I guess if it's going to be anyone, it's Lizardo, because with Sanchez being so young and being as good as he is, I definitely don't want to let him go.
Well, either. And you also have Sanchez locked up through, I think it's 2030, and Lizardo's only locked up through next year. So, yeah. And let's be real, there's also an attachment reality. Now, we got to not overdo it with this, but let's be real. Guys that have been here their whole career, we do feel greater attachment to than guys that haven't been. And I'm a big Lizardo fan. I mean, I am. But I'm a bigger Sanchez fan. He's been here the whole time.
Right. And what I look at is with Ranger, it's the injury issues are what you question. But it's a
yet. Say that last line. You question the injuries, but what?
It's, with Lizardo, it's the same thing.
It is.
Haven't experienced it here yet.
Correct.
So it's kind of, you know, recency bias, I guess.
I agree with that.
But, I mean, can we do the typical Philly trade offer and say, can we trade all of our slop for an amazing bag?
That'd be great.
We'll give them Rojas. Take Marsh. By the way, we'll throw you Garrett Stubbs from the minor leagues.
Let's throw Joe Ross on there.
We'll throw,
we might need
we'll
him.
Throw in a Taiwan and a Romano. Yeah, what give me an all-star outfielder.
It's called the poo-poo platter.
Andy, give me an answer. This is for Adam Sandler tickets, a regular song very closely associated with the movie.
How about Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz?
Ding, ding, ding. That's the one I was waiting for.
So that wasn't my answer.
That's a huge answer.
That is big.
That's not my answer either.
But it is so directly tied in.
No, it's huge. It's massive.
It's massive.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.